We welcome to the program Amy Bozanoff from I've Been Framed, Custom Framing, Artwork. You can't miss the building.
No, it's the purple building on the corner of North and Wisner. If you drive by and don't see it, you need to drive by again because it's there.
Yeah, take your glasses off if you if you miss that one. So, hey, good news. You've been busy.
We have been very busy. In the last few weeks, it's really ramped up. We did a slow opening, started with a digital drop-off, and I had contactless pickup. I would, you know, frame people's stuff, and then they would pick it up in the back of my Jeep, and I'd invoice them online. So I had completely contactless framing. It was, you know, you just had to get creative.
Yeah.
You know, it was a matter of racking your brain and just praying and coming up with some really great ideas. And I'm like, well, I have a printer, I have frames, so let's put it all together, and you know, I can invoice online, and you know, and still today, if you you want to do contactless anything, we have Zoom meetings. I have cameras above my design counter now, to where we can do the design through Zoom meetings and virtually. So, for people who are at risk and still are staying home and taking precautions, which is great, you're not left without being able to do some projects around your house with framing and printing. So, yeah, we've kind of come up with some great ideas to help everybody. You know, we still are taking appointments a couple days a week. Actually, they're going to slow down a little bit too, because we found, you know, in the last couple of weeks that, you know, walk-in traffic is where it's at. But we're still going to continue revamping the schedule as we learn more and as we open up further. But right now we have time set aside Tuesday through Friday for appointments.
But you're pretty open, right?
Oh, yeah. If we don't have appointments, we just open, you know. So 10 to 6, Tuesday through Friday. I do have appointment times Tuesday and Wednesday morning and Thursday and Friday afternoon.
So if somebody rolled out there today at 2 o'clock, you're going to be open?
Yeah, because right now we don't have... People really aren't using the appointments. Like I said, you know, we're going to have
to
revamp.
You thought it'd be more?
I did. I took a poll on Facebook, and I asked my customer base, what are you looking for? When I open, because I am here to serve you, what are you looking for? The overwhelming majority said walk-in. They just wanted to get back to shopping and having life. And but I had those few that were like, nope, won't come in without an appointment. And so I started with the schedule that I'm at now, and we'll just readjust it as we go. But I'm finding that, you know, the appointment times just aren't filling. So I'm open anyway.
So what's, Amy, what's new in the world of framing?
Well, through COVID, I remodeled the store. We are now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I took down the gift shop. It's no longer there. So now we have in the front of the store, photo frames, you know, that you take and put your photo in. We have the customizable frames and ready-made frames, pre-cut mats. I'm now doing fine art printing. So if you have things that you want printed, we've added that. And I got a lot of practice through the closure. So that's really awesome. Yeah, just plugging away. I'm not, you know, I've always loved framing, and so now that is what we do. We're framers, and the store reflects that.
What's fine art printing?
So I went to a trade show in February, and I'd been thinking about this for probably 2 years, but I, you know, I wasn't really ready to jump. I wanted to really do my research and make sure that the store was in a place to add another service.
Sure.
So when I went to the trade show in February, and I came back with a really fantastic printer. This thing has 12 inks in it. So, and all the inks have UV protection. And if you've heard the term gicle, it's a fine art print. It's that level of framing. We can, or printing, sorry. And so we can print on photo papers. We have standard photo paper. And then we're also going to be offering cotton papers, which are acid-free. So typically artists will use those because they literally have a 100-year guarantee. When you add in the inks that have UV protection and then the conservation papers, your print's going to last 100 years. They have a 100-year guarantee. So, and then you add on top of that conservation framing, where you're using acid-free products, in glass that blocks UV light, your piece lasts forever. Well, that's a really long time, but it's going to last a long time. And you're going to enjoy it as long as you and probably your next generation will need to enjoy it. So, yeah, so we're printing on canvas. We're printing on photo paper. I have papers that look like watercolor paper. Just offering fine art printing to this town, because I think the closest place is maybe Portage, Michigan.
Wow.
So and it's kind of the trend that's happening in the framing world right now is just one-stop framing. You know, we just offer everything right there. So you don't have to run around or wait, you know, those kinds of things.
So what's the market for the printing?
It's actually taken off. So I have a couple artists in town that are super thrilled because they've been sending them online. You know, there's a couple places online that do really fine art printing that offer the same kind of conservation papers and stuff. So having it here locally, I have a couple photographers right now that are just ecstatic. And I have an alcohol ink customer who she does alcohol ink animal portraits and things like that. And you really can't tell the difference when it's printed on canvas. You look at it and you have to really look to see that it's a print. So
this is really a unique service.
Yes, it is. Yep. And, you know, everything is done in-house. You know, you can even, I'm revamping my website. So when that's up, you can actually go on the website and there's a page for printing and you can ask questions. You can get pricing. You can send your files through the website. Any of those kinds of things. So we're just going to try to make it really super easy. So if you send me your file, I'm going to get it printed for you on the paper that you choose. And then you can come in and pick out the framing. And it's all right there.
When people do framing, is it mostly, is it for gifts or what do you see?
A little bit of everything. I think mostly it's for people's homes. You know, so I think the people, especially right now, I think they were sitting home and they found things. Because I think there was a lot of cleaning going on.
Sure.
And so we're framing a lot of things that people found or things that they had put off. And they were sitting, like, I was at home and I'm like, oh, yeah, I think a new mat on that one. Or, oh, look, this caricature that I got on vacation, it's rolled up in a tube. So let's get it out and get it on the wall. Or, you know, those kinds of things are happening. I actually do a lot of award framing. I just did, I actually went international during COVID. I shipped out a bunch of awards for a pharmaceutical company, and they went worldwide. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I'm international. I mean, like, that's to me, I mean, that's a big deal. Like,
sure.
My framing is in Ireland and Israel. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's so cool. But we were able to do it digitally. So, you know, it was, it was just really cool. I'm so excited about, you know, the progress of the store and where it's headed. You know, I did get a great appreciation for how much my store means to me when it was closed.
Yeah.
You know, you might take for granted that your business is there every day and you get tired. You're like, oh, humdrum, going to work. It's, you know, the work 20. But then it was not there. And so I fell back in love with my store and what I do and moving it forward and just being what people need me to be for them to get their projects done.
How did you get into framing?
So I lived in Florida and I was managing a PacSun store. And I was young and having fun. And my mom basically called and said, hey, we have, you know, the frame shop's doing great. I need a good employee. And I'm like, Mom, you are seriously out of your mind. I am like 24 years old and I live in Florida and I'm having the time of my life. Well, as you can tell, I'm sitting here with you and Mom one. She got a good employee. And then, you know, after, oh, gosh, I've been there. I came in 2003 and then I bought it in 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all those years of learning and growing. And yeah, that's how I got here. She needed a good employee. And well, I couldn't say no to Mom. So
the rest was history.
The rest is history. Here I am.
So Jackson has been good to you guys.
I love Jackson. I really do. I, you know, during
and you could be in Florida.
I could be. And with the model that I'm producing with the store, I could take it anywhere. But I'm rooted. You know, my son goes to school here. I have a store here. I have friends here. I have connections. And the community proved to me, not that they needed to, but I saw a different side to Jackson with the grants that were being offered. And I received a Dreammaker grant from Patty Poppy and her husband, which was incredible. And then I applied for the Consumers Foundation grant and received a grant from there as well with the Enterprise Group and the Jackson Community Foundation.
Yeah.
So the help that was there, community-based, through Jackson.
What did that say to you?
It told me that I mattered. You know, it told me that small business in this town really is important. And we really are the wheels that turn this community. You know, they didn't want us to leave. They didn't want us to close up shop. So they were doing whatever they could do to help us keep our doors open when all of it came about and we could reopen. And that to me, like, I shed tears. It was incredibly helpful. It was incredibly thoughtful. And I couldn't be more proud of being part of this community.
Well, I can't wait to relay that story on to Patty Poppy's going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I have to say,
I'll
Patty,
tell her.
And you can tell her, Amy needs to write you a thank you card. I've been remiss. I've been busy. But it's right there in the back of my head. I promise it's in the mail someday. I'm so grateful, though. Really, this community is incredible.
Well, glad to hear you're busy.
Yes. Yep. My employee came back last week. Bailey's back. My mom's been helping out, and it's just rolling right along. I've had some really great projects going on, and
pretty quick turnaround time, Amy, for you guys.
So the other side to offering services is that you are somewhat at the mercy of your suppliers. They're still trying to figure it out, just like all the other businesses. So
yeah.
There are things that are taking a little longer. Sometimes, you know, moldings that are out of stock. Some of them come from Italy. Let's say I have full lines that come from Italy. Well, shipping is slow right now and production might be waylaid. So, most of the time we're at about 2 weeks. But there are some things that are taking a little longer, but it's due to the supply chain and the disruptions that happened over the last few months. But we do everything we can to get it for you quickly.
Amy Bozanoff from I've Been Framed, Custom Framing and Artwork. That would be the Purple Building.
On the corner of North and Wisner.
North and Wisner.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Amy.
All right.
Good job.